This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. India and New Zealand have successfully concluded the historic and mutually beneficial Free Trade Agreement, FTA. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon held a telephonic conversation and made the announcement regarding the FTA yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "The agreement between both countries has set the stage for doubling bilateral trade in the coming 5 years." Mr. Modi said India welcomes investment worth over $20 billion by New Zealand over the next 15 years across diverse sectors. Prime Minister Luxon, in a social media post, called it as a landmark trade deal, reducing the tariff on 95% of New Zealand's direct exports to India. Briefing media New Delhi, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal asserted the agreement reflects the growing strategic importance of India in world geopolitics.
It's our third FTA with a Five Eyes nation, Australia, UK, and now New Zealand. We are soon going to launch discussions for the terms of reference with Canada also. And we are already at an advanced stage in our discussions with the USA. This reflects the growing strategic importance of India in world geopolitics.
Later in the program, Mr. Goyal said that it was the seventh FTA concluded under the guidance of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He said that the agreement is expected to bring substantial investments in innovation, manufacturing and exports, with India emerging as a manufacturing base not only for New Zealand but also for other global markets. The minister also highlighted that the India-New Zealand FTA was negotiated by a team that was almost entirely women officers, making it the first such agreement finalized by women, underscoring the leadership role played by women in India's growth journey. The combined index of 8 core industries increased by 1.8% in November this year, as compared to the same month last year. The Commerce and Industry Ministry said the production of cement, steel, fertilizer and coal recorded positive growth in the last month. The coal production increased by 2.1%, fertilizer production by 5.6%, cement production by 14.5% and steel production increased by 6.1% in November this year as compared to the same month last year. Rabi crops have been sown in over 580 lakh hectares this year till date, which is more than around 8 lakh hectares during the corresponding period last year. The Minister of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare has released the progress of area coverage under Rabi crops as of the 19th of this month. The United States AST Space Mobile Bluebird Block 2 communication satellite will be launched by ISRO tomorrow at 8:54 a.m. local time aboard the LVM-3M6 rocket. The sixth operational flight of LVM-3 is a dedicated commercial mission that will place the satellite into low Earth orbit. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary and Union Minister Ravi Ranjan Singh were also present at the meeting yesterday. The Chief Minister also met Union Home Minister Amit Shah. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that the NDA government is committed to taking public welfare and good governance in Bihar to greater heights. Puducherry Lieutenant Governor K. Kailashnathan has recommended investigation into the alleged manufacture of fake medicines and tablets be handed over to the Central Bureau of Investigation and the National Investigation Agency. The recommendation was made based on information obtained during the CBCID investigation, which indicated the involvement of persons from several states warranting a national-level probe. Earlier, political parties and social organizations had submitted representations to the Lieutenant Governor demanding a CBI inquiry into the case. The Bangladesh High Commission in New Delhi has temporarily suspended all consular services, including the issuance of visas citing unavoidable circumstances. According to officials at Bangladesh's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the suspension will remain in effect until further notice. In women's cricket, second T20 game of the five-match series between India and Sri Lanka will be played at Dr. Y.S. Radhasekhara Reddy ACA VDCA Stadium in Visakhapatnam today. The match is scheduled to begin at 7 p.m. local time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.